Hello there, I'm Jane Wilson, welcoming you back to Galaxy Brain Magazine for this late November edition. And no matter how frightful the weather is outside, and I understand it's probably pretty snowy for some of you, it's cold here in Toronto and rainy, inside the collective Galaxy Brain, it is pure delight. We have words for you to read, to listen to, art to look at, to admire, to absorb through your eyes. We've got music, we've got pictures, we've got it all, and a little more besides. Now, usually I answer your burning and pressing questions, obviously the most burning and pressing first, because that sounds really painful, but we're not doing that. Our editor has given us a word, my two other colleagues and I. We've got the same word, and we're just supposed to take it in, respond to it, and sort of go wherever it takes us. The word, just like password, the word is owl. So the word is owl. And I thought I knew a little bit about owls, like, you know, Athena, the goddess of wisdom. I knew that other ancient civilizations were not on the same page, that they hated and feared the owl, that it represented death to some of them and destruction to others. Egypt, I learned, was kind of in the middle. They believe that owls protect the spirits of the dead as they journey into the underworld. Sounds very dark, but, you know, you have to admit it'd be pretty comforting to have someone with you if and when that happened. So I started doing a deep dive, and I found three interesting things about the owl that I just wanted to share with all of you. You may know them all, you may know one of them, but I love them all, and at least two of them are really new to me. Now, the first one is that rotating the head thing. Now, I knew they did that. You know, we probably all think it's like, oh, it's like it goes all the way around, but I know it can't go all the way around. Well, at its best, and this is often with the larger owls, they can rotate their heads 270 degrees in either direction and survive it. They have a blood pooling system that keeps the oxygen and blood flowing. I sort of see it as almost like, you know, like a castle with a moat, a blood pooling system. Whereas humans, we would suffer traumatic arterial injuries. We might die at best, for sure. We would pass out if we got it anywhere past, you know, like about 45 degrees. I was looking over my shoulder as I was talking. Like, I have to act it out. Anyway, not for humans, but the owls can do it. And it's because they are especially, they have extra vertebrae, their necks are longer, and they have the blood pooling thing. And it's really cool because all of that, what that serves is the fact that they have these amazing eyes that are not eyeballs, but eye tubes, which give them incredible sight. I'm actually doing things with my hands as I say this, but nevertheless, they have amazing sight, but they can't, their eyes don't move in their head. In other words, they kind of have to be able to turn quite far around with ease and maybe keeping their body straight ahead rather than, you know, sort of dancing around in a circle every time they needed to look behind them, because they also have amazing ears. They can hear like a mouse or a mole or a rat or a vole or any tiny little creature that they find quite tasty. They can hear them 12 inches under the snow and be able to zoom down and swoop down to that exact spot and catch them and eat them. And they don't chew, they just swallow whole. So everything about them is sort of built to be the best it can be and offer them all of the different sort of skills they need to have. They are like a perfect, perfect little seeing, hearing, eating, twizzling machine. Now, my second favorite fact about owls, just, I found this quite shocking, because I'd never heard it before. You may have heard this before. The Jewish Tanakh, which is the Old Testament in Christianity, includes the Hebrew word Lilith, which is translated as screech owl. So the owl is in there. And according to legend, Lilith was Adam's first wife. Did you know he had two wives? He had two wives. His first wife, Lilith, was kind of, you know, very much ahead of her time, very much a feminist. She refused to submit to Adam, which means, in Bible speak, that she wasn't going to go all the way. She was presumably waiting for someone better to come along. She just sort of sized up Adam and went, not my type. So God replaced her with Eve. But I found that just, that was the first I'd ever heard of Adam having two wives. But my favorite owl fact comes from its collective name, which it just happens was coined by the author of my favorite books as a child, which I still read. Every couple of years, I'll read them all. It's a 7-book series, and it's the Narnia series. And C.S. Lewis was the writer that back in 1950, I think, was when he wrote The Silver Chair, which was the book in which this word was introduced to the general public. And I'm not sure if he was trying to make a splash or say, hey, look over here, I have named the collective of owls. He was the one who said, Parliament of Owls. And of course, once you think about it, once you see it in your mind's eye, you think, what else could they possibly be called? It's perfect. A Parliament of Owls. And those books not only represented, you know, an amazing story that I so enjoyed, it took my level of reading, which was already pretty high. I'm not going to lie, I was a good reader. I read early. But I took it to another place altogether where I could not wait to read the next page, the next chapter, the next book. And it was a wonderful time in my life. I was 9 or 10 years old, and I was open to learning everything. And the man who opened that up for me, along with the teachers who gave me the books, was C.S. Lewis, who told me about a Parliament of Owls. So, thanks for listening. Thanks to Michael, our editor, for the word owl. And hope you're well, and hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you.